Fighting fires is dangerous and, for commentator Zach Unger, exhilarating. He's an Oakland firefighter and says that in his line of work, courage can be defined a lot of different ways.
The first time I fought a fire, I was too afraid of looking foolish to remember to be scared. As a new kid, any misstep is guaranteed to stick with you, as a nickname or an embarrassing story, for the rest of your career. So when I finally stood on a downtown street at midnight, as a convenience store went up in flames, all I could think about was making sure I did everything right. I grabbed the hose, pulled it to the front door, and laid the nozzle on the ground. First, though, my double checks. Air bottle on, mask tight, coat buckled to the top, just like I'd been taught. But when I reached down for the nozzle I was going to use to save the day, all I got was a handful of empty sidewalk. A senior firefighter had snuck up behind me and stolen my nozzle, my ticket to glory, while I was still fumbling with my coat. Inside, the fire was out, except for a smoldering rack of powdered donuts. "Here, kid," said the senior guy as he handed the nozzle back to me. "Finish up the light work." Later, I saw him sitting on the curb, regaling the others with the story of the monster fire he'd just extinguished. All I had to show for my efforts was a turnout coat that reeked of burnt chocolate. To understand firefighters, you have to realize that these are guys who compete over who has the worst burn scars. Every firefighter wants to be the first to go inside a burning building, the one to feel the most heat, the one to take the worst beating. While there are many crucial jobs on the fire ground, none is more coveted than putting the wet stuff on the red stuff, as the old-timers say. Fighting over the nozzle is vital in proving that you belong on the job. A week later, I was determined that my second fire would be different. It was an old Victorian with flames blowing out a back window. This time, I held my nozzle in a death grip while I donned my mask one-handed. I belly-crawled down the hall, pressing my body to the floorboards to find the pocket of cool air. And when I turned a corner into a massive, punishing wall of flame, I was terrified that I would fail. I closed my eyes, pulled the handle, and launched my stream. After a minute, I peeked and was startled by the total darkness. I'd put out the fire, and I wasn't dead. As a scalding rain poured over me, I finally remembered to breathe again. Afterwards, I stood outside, soot-stained and panting. The senior man came over and pointed to a small cut on my jaw that was dribbling blood. "Nice going," he said, nodding approval. "You got beat up in there."
Those are the comments of Zach Unger. He's the author of Working Fire, The Making of an Accidental Fireman.